And now, live from Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is the WGN Radio Theater with Carl Amari.
Dragnet.
The Jack Benny Program.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
We offer you Escape.
It's time once again for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks.
Suspense.
Countdown for blastoff. X-1.
Richard Diamond, private detective.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
It's 1:12 in the morning here on a Sunday morning with program 123 in the WGN Radio series. I'm your host, Carl Amari. My co-host is not the vivacious Lisa Wolf. It's the very handsome Dave Plyer.
I can be pretty vivacious if I need to be.
Dave, I think Lisa just was so overwhelmed by the Cubs winning the pennant. She couldn't make it into her vehicle.
I think it was hungover already is what the issue is.
Something like that. And we have Elif Garris, our producer, in the booth. Hi, Elif.
Hi, guys. It's a change tonight.
Good morning.
You know, it's the Cubs winning the pennant, and we're gonna play an hour's worth of classic radio. We're going to start things off in just a moment here with the classic Abbott and Costello routine, the Who's On First, in honor of the Cubs.
How cool is that?
Going to the World Series.
What a great way to introduce old-time radio to folks that are driving home in the car with a baseball routine that's really one of the most famous ones of all time.
It really is. Yeah. You know what? If you haven't heard the Who's On First, you're in for a real treat, folks. And even if you have, you're also in for a real treat. Then a little bit later, we're going to tune in to a trick-or-treat Halloween program with Jack Benny and all the gang from 1948. Let's start the Who's On First. Want to do that? Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Bud Abbott, Lou Costello, they had a routine called the Who's On First. It really made them a national sensation.
On radio, they did it a lot of times on radio, but the first time they did this, I thought this was pretty cool, was, you know, 1945 was the last time we were in the World Series as the Cubs, and it was in their movie, The Naughty 90s, from 1945.
Wow. That is very, very cool. Yeah. All right, here is about a 5-minute routine here of the Who's On First.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy?
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell
That's
me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first
base? He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
Who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right, what do you want
to
know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base!
Look, you got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
center field.
Biggest in the world. Look, you got a pitcher on the team?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
Your arm, you say, who's on first? I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher?
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I say.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
Don't change it around.
Same as you.
I
throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot.
The famous Abbott and Costello routine, Who's on First?
And that is in the routine and the movie Naughty 90s that this was in, is in the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. Look at that.
Wow. And it's a number one, it's in the top 100 quotes.
Yeah,
movies of all
number
time.
91, top 100 quotes of all time.
Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah. And that is a little tribute to the Cubs winning the pennant and going to the World Series. They'll start Tuesday night against the Cleveland Indians. It's just mind-boggling.
It is. We were talking about the fact that it just seemed a little surreal. Everyone had a lot of confidence, including the fans when they walked in there, that this was going to be the night, but it still feels, after all these years, wow, finally made it. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You know what, Dave? We just heard Lisa on the Cats Pride commercial there. Hope she's okay. You know, she just says, I can't make it in. The Cubs won, and
probably need some Advil, some ice packs, you know.
Maybe she'll be here tomorrow. Well, tonight. She's supposed to be on again tonight.
I said I had a few old styles, but I stopped at like 8:30 so I could be sane, you know, for the show tonight. But she must have just kept going. That's
absolutely
fine.
Well,
we're just going to spread rumors.
You know it. And we have been playing Halloween shows all October, and we had three.
You loaned me one, a few of them, too.
My pleasure. We had three scheduled for this show, but it's a short show. We're only here till 1 o'clock in the morning. Then Dave will be on. So out of Boston Blackie, Jack Benny, and the Whistler, we chose Jack Benny. We're going to listen to a Halloween show from 1948 called Trick or Treat. And he goes trick-or-treating with the Beavers. Let's listen to part one now of the Jack Benny program.
The Jack Benny program. Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is Halloween, and in Beverly Hills, as in communities all over the country, the little goblins have already started through the neighborhood playing trick or treat.
Well, this is the last house in the block. Before we go to the next street, I think we ought to put all the stuff we got in one big bag. You go first, Bobby.
I'm Joy. Bobby and me changed masks.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. Well, let's all empty our pockets and see what we got.
I'll go first. I got a piece of fudge, a stick of gum, and two lollipops.
I got an apple, some popcorn, two cookies, and a chocolate bar.
I got some lemon drops, a peppermint stick, and a donut.
I got a Tootsie Roll, a packet... A package of Lifesavers and a can of Strong Heart. dog food.
Hey, fellas, we're wasting time. Let's get over to the next street and knock on some more doors.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, Bobby, there's that new kid that moved into the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Butch.
Hiya, fellas.
You playing trick-or-treat, too?
Yeah, I've been in every house in the neighborhood.
You have?
Hey, what do you got in that big gunny sack?
A walnut and two jelly beans.
At Beverly Hills.
Say, Butch, I want you to meet the treasurer of our club, Mr. Jack Benny.
Hiya, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Butch.
You can be very proud that you've met Mr. Benny.
I can't? Why?
You've just shaken the hand that knocked out Gene Tunney.
Gosh! Gene Tunney! With that old right cross to that kisser in the third round, right, killer?
Well, I know that you kids have a tendency to exaggerate. It wasn't the seventh round. That's what it was.
And tell Butch why Mr. Benny went to England this year.
Yeah, Mr. Benny was the most decorated athlete in the United States Olympic team.
Gee, what event was he in?
Are you kidding? In the same afternoon, he won the 100-meter dash, the pole vault, the discus throw, the broad jump, the high hurdles, and the diving contest.
Holy smoke! And then he had to run 12 miles back to the Palladium to be in time for his evening performance. And it wasn't easy running with all those medals on.
Oh, boy, what an athlete.
Yeah, but Mr. Benny doesn't want anybody to know it. He even wears big patch in his coat so his muscles won't show.
And not only that, Butch, Mr. Benny's in the movies, too. He made a picture called
Come on, fellas, let's go. You know, Halloween will be over before we know it. Now, let's go ring some more doorbells.
Okay.
Hey, kids, this is the street where Mary Livingston lived.
Mary Livingston? Isn't that the girl you said was nuts about you?
Yeah. I'm going over and call on her. Listen, I'll see you back here in a few minutes.
Okay.
Gee, I hope Mary's maid is out tonight so she'll open the door herself. Boy, will this mask fool her. Trick or treat?
Pauline, what's the matter?
There's a wolf man at the door.
A wolf man? Oh, Pauline, it's probably some kid. I'll go and see.
Mary, it's me.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Pauline, come out from under the bed.
Oh, did the wolf man go away?
It's not a wolf man. It's Mr. Benny. He pulled his toupee down over his face and got two eyes in it.
Yeah. Say, Mary, do you mind if I come in and sit down for a few minutes? I'm worn out.
Worn out? Why are you so tired?
I don't know. I guess I haven't gotten over the Olympics, you know?
What?
I mean, I walked over from Olympic Boulevard. Oh, boy. Let me get into that chair.
Say, Jack, I received an advance copy of the Saturday Evening Post. There's a big article in it about you.
There is? Let me see it.
Here you are.
Oh, yeah. Say, look at that picture of me. I look pretty good, don't I? A lot of color in my face.
Put on your glasses. That's an ad for Campbell's tomato soup.
Oh.
You were looking at a tomato.
Thank heaven. I thought I had a stem growing out of my head.
There's your picture on the other side.
Oh, yeah. And there are my writers around the swimming pool. What are you laughing at?
They look like four gophers coming up for air.
I can't understand it. I pay them enough to get their teeth straightened. Gosh, my feet hurt. Mary, do you mind if I slip off my shoes?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Ah, that feels better. You know, Mary, we've walked all over the neighborhood.
Jack, I know that's a nice bunch of kids who belong to the Beavers Club, but you're too old for them.
But, Mary, it's good for kids to have a hero, you know, an idol. Someone they can worship.
I know, but what kind of an excuse are you going to give them Wednesday when they find out you weren't elected president?
That's what worries me. The kids won't believe it, you know. They'll demand a recount. Oh, well, I'll think of something, you know.
Mr. Benny, we're waiting for you.
Oh, the Beavers are calling me. I got to go.
All right, Claire. I'm glad you stopped by.
Yeah, good night, Mary.
Good night.
Gee, Miss Livingston, did Mr. Benny have to go away so soon?
Don't worry, Pauline. He'll be back.
Well, how do you know?
He forgot his shoes. Here.
Thanks. All right, fellas, I'm coming. Now, let's go ring some more doorbells.
Yeah, and let's hurry. I gotta be home by 10 o'clock.
Me too. That's what I told me old lady.
Butch. Butch, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now, what kind of language is that for a beaver? Told me, old lady.
Told me, old lady.
Kids. Kids, beavers. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Neither did I.
But you must have heard it. There was an echo when I said, oh, no. No, I'm not going to say that again.
Say what?
Told me, old lady.
Yeah, I didn't even say it then. What's the matter with me, anyway? Oh, well, come on, kids. Come on, let's play some more trick-or-treat.
Hey, Joey, I'm new here. What goes with this jerk?
He ain't no jerk. He's just tired from the Olympics.
Come on, Beaver. Don't lag back. Let's go. Gee, kids, we walked about 3 miles since we left Mary's house.
Hey, Mr. Benny, isn't this the house where Dennis Day lives?
Yeah. Hey, let me go up alone. I want to scare Dennis's mother. You kids wait here. I think I'll look in the front window first, see if Mrs. Day is home. Good, it's open, too.
Oh, Dennis! Yeah. Dennis, where are you?
I'm in the library, Benita.
Stop imitating Ronald Coleman. Now go sit down and finish your dinner.
Okay. Say, Mother, why are you carrying that baseball bat?
In case some fathead comes to the door to play trick or treat. Dennis, what happened to all the mustard that was in this jar?
Oh, I used it to play a Halloween trick.
A Halloween trick with mustard?
Yeah, I smeared it all over your new nightgown.
You smeared mustard on my new nightgown?
Not so loud. You're not supposed to find out till you go to bed.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, Mother, what are you mad about? I was a good sport last Halloween when I found my suit tied in knots and a dead mouse in my pocket.
Oh, that's horrible. Who played a stupid trick like that on you?
I did.
Every day they're getting babies mixed up in the hospital, but I had to get the right one. Dennis, you've got to rehearse your song for the program.
Yes, Mother.
Down among the sheltering ponds, oh, honey, wait for me. Oh, honey, wait for me.
Let's take a break here from the Jack Benny program. Dave Plyer, who is pinch hitting for Lisa Wolf, and I will be back right after these words. Thank you, Roger. Roger's very happy. He has his Cubs jersey on, his Cubs hat on. Dave Plyer is wearing his Cubs jersey, and Dave was at the game.
He's at the game. Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
With your son. What a memory that's going to be.
I said the biggest thing about this game, Carl, was that after the fourth inning, everyone stood for the rest of the game.
Oh, wow.
There was no, sometimes as you're getting that last out or someone you love is up to bat, you're standing up for the game. You stood up for the entire game, really,
sure,
from fourth
sure.
inning on, because people were that excited. There was like a feeling, I think, from everybody who was there that this was going to be the night.
Yeah.
Even though there was a little disbelief in hearing it at
yeah.
the end that
yeah.
it actually did happen. It was amazing how everyone was just kind of like, yeah, that inning's done. Yep, that inning's done. Let's go. It was pretty cool.
Let's just get out and let's get out of here with a pennant.
Well, and I'll tell you, speaking of getting out of here, I am sure that Wrigleyville is I'm sure, based on what I left there, is still rocking.
Oh,
I
mean, it's probably jammed
yeah,
still right now.
Yeah.
And they were letting some people on the field. It was
yeah.
family
it
of
was
the
mostly,
players mostly, right?
It was a lot of media and
yeah.
some celebs, local celebs and,
yeah.
and national celebs as well. But it was a lot of players coming up to the usher saying, okay, I need, that's my mom. Bring her
right.
down the field. There's my aunt. There's my best buddy. I want him down here.
Right.
And they were very accommodating and brought him back on the field.
Wow. Well,
what a great
It's
experience.
Just the beginning because
just
now
beginning.
We're going to go
yeah.
to Cleveland
yeah.
and win a couple of games out there and come on back here.
You're doing
and
all
win.
Those post games here on WGN,
that's right.
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So we are World Series bound.
Mm-hmm.
And we're listening to Jack Benny here on the WGN Radio Theater. This is program 123. And Elif Garris podcasts these for us. So all of our shows, the almost 2 years that we've been on the air here, are on our podcast. So just go to WGN or just WGNradio.com, right, Elif?
Yeah, or actually an easier way to do that would be WGN Radio, or WGN Radio Theater.
Oh, okay,
Google
they can
it.
Just Google that. Just Google it. You know, all this technical stuff.
It's Google just, it.
Too much for you?
Way above my head.
Okay.
But I can sit
right.
and watch the Cubs win the World
yeah.
Series. That for
you
sure
can.
I can
you
do.
Absolutely can.
All right,
yeah.
Jack Benny, Christmas Halloween show from 1948.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it has been a long one. Here's the conclusion to the Jack Benny program.
Boy, I'm getting out of here. I wouldn't go near Mrs. Day with that baseball bat in her hand.
Hey, Mr. Benny, did you scare Dennis's mother?
No, there was nobody home.
Well, I thought I heard somebody singing with a beautiful voice.
Oh, that was me. Down among the sheltering palms, my honey. My honey. Hey, kids, here's a friend of mine coming down the street. You hide in the bushes, and I'll put on my mask and scare him.
Okay.
Oh, boy, when he sees his mask, he'll jump out of his skin.
Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kitzel. How'd you recognize me?
Who else wears button shoes?
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Kitzel, what are you doing out on the street? You know, don't you know this is Halloween?
Yes, I know. This is the night when hobgoblins and spooks and monsters and witches are roaming the streets.
Well, then what are you doing out?
I'm looking for my wife. You know, we went to the movies and we got separated by the crowd.
Oh, the movies. Now, what picture did you see?
Johnny Belinches.
No, Mr. Kitzel. Mr. Kitzel, that's Johnny Belinda.
Oh.
And wasn't Jane Wyman wonderful in that picture? She played such an unusual part. No, she was dumb and she couldn't speak a single word.
Ooh, to hear my wife like that.
Oh, your wife talks a lot, huh?
All the time, all the time.
What does she talk about?
Who listens? You know, I hope someday, you know, tonight especially, that she gets home early so she can straighten up the house. Some kids tipped it over.
Tipped over your house?
Yeah.
It must be awfully small.
Small. In the morning, if you get out of the right side of the bed, you're in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
If you get out on the left side of the bed, you're in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get out of the front of the bed, you're on the sunset bus.
Gee, you have got a small house.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel. It was nice meeting you again.
Likewise, I'm convinced.
Hey, kids, beavers. Beavers, where are you?
Well, here we are, Mr. Benny. When you were talking to that man, we rang some more doorbells.
Yeah, we're dividing up the stuff we got. We dumped it out on the sidewalk.
We got a lollipop, a stick of gum, a penny, a bottle of Coke, and a Tootsie Roll.
I'll take the Coca-Cola. I'll take the Tootsie Roll.
I'll take the lollipop. Now it's between you and me, Mr. Benny. Which do you want, the stick of gum or the penny?
Well, I guess I'll take the stick of gum.
Okay, get your foot off the penny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say, kids, look, while we're in this neighborhood, let's go over to Phil Harris's house.
Okay.
Here we are, boys. This is Mr. Harris's house. Now, look, you kids go up to the door, and I'll hide here behind these bushes.
Okay. Huh?
No, fellas, this has been an awful tame Halloween.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Let's tip over Mr. Harris's trash can. Okay, here goes. Gee, doesn't he ever buy anything in cans?
Go ahead and ring the bell.
Okay, I'll ring the bell and then we'll all hide.
I guess Mr. Harris isn't home. His wife answered the door.
Yeah, look at her standing there. Isn't she beautiful?
Well, who is it? Who rang the bell?
She's beautiful, all right, but she sure got a deep voice.
There you are. Hey, you boys out celebrating Halloween?
Uh-huh. Trick or treat.
Oh, trick or treat, huh? Well, which would you kids rather have?
We'd rather have the treat.
Okay, here goes. Oh, won't you come with me to Alabama? There we'll meet my dear old mammy. She's crying aches and broiling
hell. Well,
that's what I like about the South. Hiya, Jackson. You with these boys, or are you working solo?
The boys, and we're having a lot of fun playing trick or treat.
Well, I bet you can't wait till Easter when the fuzzy wuzzy bunny rabbit hides a bit of bitsy egg.
Never mind that, Phil. You just don't know how to enjoy yourself.
Maybe you're right. Come on in, Jackson. Hey, come on in, kids.
Okay, come on, Beavers. Come on. Phil, is Alice home?
No, Alice took the children to a Halloween party, and I had to stay home with her money.
Well, if you ever need a sitter, call me up. So you're here all alone, huh?
Yeah, but I don't mind, Jackson. I've been sitting here looking through my old picture album, you know, when I was a kid.
Can we see them, Mr. Harris?
Sure. Hey, look, there's a picture of me in school when I was in the first grade. See it?
Gee, what a cute bunch of little kids. But the teacher looks kind of familiar.
That ain't the teacher, that's me.
Oh, yeah, you were kind of slow in school, weren't you, Phil?
Yeah, the teachers didn't seem to like me either. They were always picking on me.
Did they make you stand in the corner?
Listen, Junior, I stood in the corner so much I was the only kid in class with a triangular forehead.
Triangular forehead? Gee, how'd you get rid of it?
He massaged it till the point went to the top. Say, Phil, this picture here, that's Remley, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Frankie. That picture was taken 18 years ago, the day he got out of school.
Oh, on graduation day. Well, why isn't he wearing a cap and gown?
Look, Jackson, the school Remley went to, you didn't graduate. You just had to be able to get over the wall.
Oh.
Incidentally, he never would have made it if I wasn't there to give him a boost.
Phil, I think you're just...
Oh, excuse me a minute, Jackson. Hello, this is the residence of Phil Harris and Alice Faye. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't know it was you or I'd have given you top billing. No, I'm not alone. Jackson dropped in with a bunch of kids, so I brought out my album and we got to talking about old times. You know, effervescing.
That's reminiscing.
I know, honey. One of the kids just told me. What did you call me for, baby? Oh, okay. I'll be right over and get you.
Well, we've got to run along, Phil.
Okay, Jackson. See you tomorrow. So long, kid.
Bye.
Bye. Gee, that Phil Harris is a nice guy. But I wish his wife, Alice Faye, was home.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She certainly is.
She's got the bluest eyes I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Come over here under the street light. Now, come on, kids. We've got about five more houses. Now, look at where we go next.
Hey, I know a good Halloween trick.
What?
Well, there are five of us. Let's go tip over Don Wilson.
No. No, we mustn't do that. But I know what. Let's go over to Mr. Wilson's house anyway.
Okay.
Come on, Beavers. Come on. It's getting late. All right, kids. Here's Don Wilson's house. It's dark inside, but the door is open. Look, I better go in alone first.
Okay.
Wait here. Don? Don? It's so dark in here. Don? Don, where are you?
Jack? Jack, we're in here, me and the sportsman.
Well, Don, what are you doing in this big house with all the lights out?
We're telling ghost stories. Jack, we have a wonderful Halloween song we want to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. There are a few places where you join in. And there's one place where we want you to do a weird, crazy laugh.
A weird, crazy laugh? All right. Let's start.
Well, we have to wait about 10 seconds yet.
Why?
We can't start till 9:26 Boulevard Witch time.
Oh. All right, but look, we've only got about 5 seconds more.
Ready, everybody?
Give you a thrill. There's a house on a hill full of spooks, but we will frighten them away.
Take off my toupee.
Come with the wolves, we will call. This is our night to howl, and we'll hoot like an owl.
Hoot, hoot. Now?
Go!
Oh. Now?
Yes! Go!
Aren't we the ones? Look! There goes the skeleton.
I'm shaking like gelatin.
Now, if you hand us our broom, we'll be leaving here soon and go haunting for
Don, that was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Well, I better go. The Beavers are waiting for me. So long, Don.
So long.
Ouch. Imagine putting a mouse trap in a fruit bowl. He doesn't want people to eat his fruit. Why doesn't he keep it locked up like I do? Hey, kids. Kids, come on out. We'll... Kids. Now, where did they go? I better give the Beaver a call. Oh! Gee, that's the Beaver's distress signal. I better hurry. Coming, fellas! Coming! Gee, I wonder what happened. I hope it's nothing serious. There they are behind that fence. What happened, fellas? What
Stevie
happened?
Stevie tore his pants climbing over the fence.
Yes, I want to go home.
Oh, come on, Stevie. That's nothing to cry over. What's so bad about tearing a hole in your pants?
I was carrying my rabbit there and he got away.
Oh, don't let that rip in your pants spoil our fun. And I'll climb over the fence and I'll fix it for you. Well, so long, fellas. I better go home, too. Well, we all better go home, huh?
Okay, Mr. Benny. But before we break up, we want to say something to you.
What is it? What is it, man?
For he's a jolly good beaver. For he's a jolly good beaver. For he's a jolly good beaver. He's only 39.
Ah, thanks. Thanks a lot, fellas. Thanks
a lot. See you at the next meeting. Good night.
Good night.
Ah, gee, what a night. Such fun. Ah, it's great to be young. La 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 la. Uh-oh. I wonder... Well, it won't hurt to try. Trick or treat?
I'm sorry, but I'm only the watchman in this bank.
I can't understand it. Some people never want to get into the spirit of this thing. Well, I might as well go home, I guess. La 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 la. Hop, hop, till you drop. Skip, skip, don't you trip. Step on a crack, you break your back. Oh, darn it, I stepped on one. Man, nobody saw me. La 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 la. For I'm a jolly good beaver. For I'm a jolly good beaver. For I'm a jolly good beaver. Why don't I pay my dues? Good night, everybody.
That is the Jack Benny program from Halloween, October 31st, 1948. Trick or treating with the Beavers. That was heard on NBC. Hope you enjoyed the Jack Benny program. This is the WGN Radio Theater. We have Dave Plyer with me this morning. And Dave, what's on the show, on your show coming up?
Oh, we're going to talk a little more Cubbies. We're going to bounce back to some more Cubs. So Andy Mazur is upstairs. I see him in the sports studio.
Yes.
I believe he's spending the night because he's got coverage starting bright and early tomorrow morning as well. And he's been here tonight. So we'll do a little bit of that. We also have Grant DePorter from Harry Carey's Restaurant Group coming in. Now, he's kind of a numerologist. He wrote this book about 10 years ago about the curse of the Cubs, but about what the number 108 means and that everything leads to this year winning the World Series.
Let's just hope he's right.
And some really cool stuff. So he's going to join us in studio for that, and then we'll switch gears and do a little Halloween stuff. We're going to talk about favorite horror TV shows of all time.
Oh.
So from the Twilight Zones to the Walking Dead type of thing. So, you know, kind of some of your favorites.
Yeah.
And then Steve Darnall from Nostalgia Digest magazine is coming. And then you loaned me a so if you didn't get enough old-time radio, we've got Sorry Wrong Number from Suspense.
Agnes Moorehead.
Which is one of the scariest and one of the few that was done several times over the years.
And it was adapted into a movie, Barbara Stanwyck.
That's right.
And I think she won an Academy Award for it, or was nominated.
It's a really freaky. I listened
to it.
It's
a great,
as we were editing
Agnes Moorehead is fantastic on it.
That was from Bewitched. That was Endora. Yeah.